The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
We often talk about the deep divide in America. Well, I believe it is getting deeper and deeper. Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My privilege, my honor to welcome you to the program. And I mean that sincerely. It is a distinct honor and a privilege. Joy and I were talking about that this morning. What an incredible privilege it is to sit here every day on this side of the microphone knowing you are out there. And I hear from you. I see you when I'm out, when Joy and I are out. And this is just an absolutely incredible, incredible audience, and it is just such an honor to be your host. There have always been divisions in American politics, always. I mean, if you go back to some of the debates, read the history of some of the political debates, presidential campaigns, they were downright dirty and nasty. So, you know, the back and forth between Donald Trump and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi is really not new. I mean, it really isn't. Political opponents in America calling each other names, that's not unusual, and it's certainly not new. Donald Trump and his bombastic personality is not new. Now, he is unique, but we have had other politicians in years past that were just as bombastic as he is. I don't know that we've ever had a president, but we've certainly had politicians. Here's the difference, however. If you were to go back several years, even 60, 70 years, if you go back 70 years, Democrats and Republicans would disagree almost violently on certain issues. And come election time, they would call each other names and they would yell at each other. But when it came down to the bare bones fundamentals of what America is, what America stands for, what our founding fathers believed, there would be almost no disagreement at all. Almost none. That is not the case today. The divide is not just on peripheral issues. Today, the political and spiritual divide, it comes to the very notion of who we are as Americans and what does it mean to be an American and what were the principles upon which this country was founded. Is this a great country? With some blemishes, and we do have blemishes, but is this a great country with some obvious blemishes? Or is this basically an evil country that has done a few good things? That's where we're at. But not only that, on morality, if you were to go back 70 years, if you could get in your little time machine and go back 70 years and go on a street corner and say, what are your thoughts on same-sex marriage? I would say probably 98-99% would say, what? Oh, no, 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 no. I don't hate people, but no, 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 no. Same-sex marriage, no, absolutely not. There would have been agreement. Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, libertarian, independent, there would have been enormous agreement on the basic morality of the family, marriage. There would have been disagreements on race, and we've made great progress in racial reconciliation and equality, at least, and I say this carefully, but I say it factually. America from 60, 70 years ago until the Obama administration made enormous progress and enormous strides on racial reconciliation. And then we had the first African-American president, and we began to go backwards. Now, I realize that could be considered an inflammatory statement. I don't mean it to be inflammatory, but it's true. If you look at any poll, any research study, race relations in America were far worse at the end of Barack Obama's eight-year presidency, than before. We went backwards. We had been moving forwards. But during those 8 years, we moved backwards and we became more and more divided. If you go back 30 or 40 years, we began to be divided over the very founding principles of our country. What it means to be free. What is liberty? Who can be free? What are the founding principles of our country? What is the role of the Constitution? Is it the static founding document of our country? And by what I mean, the only way it can be changed is through the amendment process, which is lengthy and very difficult intentionally. Or do we believe that the Constitution is a living, breathing document that has to be reinterpreted by every subsequent generation? Therefore, the original intent of the Constitution doesn't mean anything. After all, those were a bunch of white men who had no clue what was going to be happening in 2019. How could they know what culture, society was, how the economy would be, what the world stage would look like, and therefore what they meant, what they wrote, what they intended really is meaningless. And so the courts then rewrite the Constitution. Congress rewrites principles of the Constitution. Political parties change the meaning of the Constitution rather than the amendment process. We are deeply, deeply divided today. As I said, there have always been divisions, but I don't believe that any time in American history, except prior to the Civil War, I don't think we have ever been so divided over foundational principles. Now, I went through all of that to get to what's happening on the abortion fight. We have several states that have recently passed heartbeat bills, standing up for life, saying, hey, that is a child in the woman's womb. And when you can detect a heartbeat, you cannot kill that child because it is a child with an individual heart, a respiratory system, a circulatory system, individual DNA, a unique individual human being. And as those states have passed this legislation, the liberal left, and again, just remember who has changed. If you look at conservatives in America today, real conservatives, they believe the same thing that they did 10 years ago. They believe the same things that they believed 50 years ago. Real conservatives believe the same thing they did 100 years ago. 200 years ago. They believe the same things. Have they changed? Have they been enlightened in some areas? Yes, of course they have. But for the most part, they believe what our founding fathers believed. On the other hand, we have the liberals who are constantly changing. If you take Democrats from 2019 and compare them to John F. Kennedy, I am absolutely convinced if John F. Kennedy were alive today, he could not, he would not be a Democrat. Number one, I think he would remove himself from the current Democrat Party. And if he did not, the current Democrat Party would throw him out. Look who's changed. All right, when we come back, I've got an article from a U.S. House of Representatives member from Georgia responding to the threat of boycotts. And I want to contrast that, what's happening in Georgia, with what just happened in Illinois. Talk about an illustration of our differences and our divide when we come back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
What a difference between Georgia and Illinois. Most of you know that Georgia not long ago passed a heartbeat bill, one of the most stringent abortion bills in America, and as a result, all kinds of people in Hollywood, have said, we're going to boycott. Even Disney has said, you know, we may not make movies in Georgia anymore. Well, I am so thankful for people like Representative Rob Woodall. He is a Republican from Georgia. And in a recent interview, he was asked, does it bother you that people might be, you know, boycotting Georgia? In fact, here is the question from the interviewer. Shifting things back to Georgia, something that's got a lot of attention, the heartbeat bill there in Georgia. This has seemed to really activate Democrats there in the state and across the nation. With 2020 looming, are you concerned about the political ramifications? He said, listen to this. The fact of the matter is, we're the best place in the country to start a new business. We're the best place in the country to raise a family and get an education. We've got everything going for us in that part of the world. And this new far-left tactic of, if we don't like your positions on issues, we try to assassinate your character, destroy your job, eliminate your livelihood, those are the tactics left to a totalitarian regime, not American politics. Georgia is going to be just fine. Then he said, listen to this. Here's the take-home quote. If the worst thing that goes on in Georgia is that we're fighting too hard for life, that's a good problem to have. I love that. Again, this is Representative Rob Woodall in an interview over the weekend. He was asked, are you frightened about the political ramifications for what you're doing in Georgia with the heartbeat bill, standing for life, possible boycotts? And again, he said, are you worried? He says, I'm not. If the worst thing that goes on in Georgia is that we're fighting too hard for life, that's a good problem to have. May his tribe increase. Then on the other hand, Illinois, just two states over from our beloved Ohio. Today, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law allowing abortions for any reason up to the day of birth and forcing every state insurance plan to cover them. Yeah, so not only can a woman kill her child up until the due date, the actual day of delivery, for basically any reason? This is like Vermont, this is like New York and some other states. The new piece of legislation signed into law today by Governor J.B. Pritzker forces every insurance company that operates in Illinois to cover all abortions. Pritzker bragged that the law will make Illinois the most progressive state in America on abortion. Now, to illustrate where we are in America today, will any major company threaten to boycott Illinois because they're killing unborn babies? Now, think about how bizarre this is. Georgia says, we are going to protect unborn babies. We believe in life. We are going to protect unborn babies. And we have all these companies that are going to boycott them. Hollywood stars, other people are going to boycott Georgia because they're standing for life. Illinois is standing for death. We're going to make it easy for a woman to kill her unborn baby right up until the day, the delivery date. And not only that, we're going to force insurance companies to pay for it. Do you think there will be even one company, one corporation, threaten to boycott Illinois because they're promoting death? So you have Georgia that's promoting life, and everybody wants to punish them. You have Illinois, New York, Vermont, and some other states that are promoting the killing of an unborn baby. And I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat. How can any reasonable, objective human being say, today is your due date? You could give birth today to a healthy, whole child. But if you decide at the last minute, you can kill that child. Who in their right mind would support that? Well, my contention is nobody in their right mind. Nobody with a conscience. But we're living in times when we're surrounded by people with a malady that Scripture describes, a conscience seared with a hot iron. In other words, they just don't feel it anymore. They have resisted their conscience for so long and convinced themselves for so long that this is okay, that they no longer have a conscience. And we are surrounded by people who have the biblical term conscience seared with a hot iron. So Georgia stands for life and little babies, and there are boycotts, condemnation. Illinois stands for death, and they are being recognized as some kind of heroes. Up is down, down is up, right is wrong, wrong is right, light is dark, dark is light. That's the world that many people today live in. No doubt about it. All right. We're going to take a break and then we will return.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.